We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew. Today we come to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. Matthew 4, verses 1 to 11. Now here we see our Lord Jesus, after having been baptized by John the Baptist, is led by the Spirit into the wilderness for 40 days. He's going to fast, and he's going to be tempted there by Satan. There's three temptations from Satan. Satan can't destroy him, but he wants to deflect him, tempt him away from that mission which will result in our redemption. There's three temptations. The first has to do with him misusing his divine power. And Satan says, if you are the Son of God, it's always this prove yourself language, then you can cause these stones to turn into bread. And Jesus says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And then he says, if you're the Son of God, by the way, so Satan's going to now preach back to Jesus. Oh, you want to bring the Bible into it? I got Bible verses too. And he points out the psalm that says he will command his angels concerning you. So why don't you throw yourself off from the top of the temple? Why don't you prove it? And Jesus says, it is written in as well. By the way, a Bible contest with Jesus is only going to go one way. And Jesus says that you will not test the Lord your God. And then Satan gets to the rub. He takes him to the top of the earth. He shows them the glory of the kingdom. He says, I will give this to you if only you'll bow to me. Now, on the one hand, it's really a bogus temptation. Jesus knows that Satan doesn't really have that authority anyway, but it is the offer of the crown without the cross. We know that, don't we? The desire to enter into salvation, but to not deal with our sins, not to bear the cross of following Jesus. But Jesus answers with the word of God, you shall worship the Lord only, him only shall you serve. It's a great passage. Now, three things about it. Here we have Jesus acting in as representative Israel. Just as when he was baptized not because of sins of his own. It was a baptism of repentance. John says, what sins do you need to repent of? He embraced the repentance for our sins. He was numbered with the transgressors. And you remember, Israel went into the wilderness for 40 days, but they failed. Well, Jesus will succeed. And this is the pattern of our redemption, that where we would fail, where we did fail, we have a Savior, we have a mediator, we have a covenant head, Representative Rick Phillips, as well as Representative Israel. And he fulfills all righteousness. Why? So that we can have one, that he will then impute it to us. What a great teaching example of that we see here. Now, secondly, notice how it is that Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, defeats Satan. It's by the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. Now, we have the mystery of the incarnation because Jesus is the author of these texts. But still, he would have learned them. He would have memorized them. It's interesting that the three texts that Jesus quotes come from two adjoining chapters in Deuteronomy, which suggests that it was his Bible study that morning. And he's studying the Word of God, and he's memorizing Scripture. Jesus is doing that, and that's what enables him, when the moment of temptation comes, to be able to respond. Now, that's a tip-off for us. We need to have the Word of God at command. We need to be so immersed in the Bible that when temptation comes, we know what the Word of God has, and we can say it. We can wield it. Charles Spurgeon once says, we ought to be the kind of people, if someone cut us, Bible verses would flow out where blood would normally be. That's what will make us strong. And it's by the power of the Word of God itself to win spiritual combat, particularly when we're tempted to sin. Well, thirdly, the first verse says Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness. It's in his manhood that he succeeds in these tests, as he's equipped by the Holy Spirit. You know who else is equipped by the Holy Spirit? You and I are. And you and I are living in a Christian culture of spiritualized defeatism. We are far more persuaded of what God cannot do in and through us than we are in what God can do if we will trust him. And we're reminded here, oh, there's only one Jesus. Thank the Lord I have Jesus to actually accomplish my salvation. But now that I am in him, I am not unequipped. We are to, by the power of the Spirit, prayerfully wielding the Word of God, we should have a militant attitude against the temptations of the devil. Oh, he'll get his licks in on us for sure. But enough of this spiritualized defeatism. Let us walk in the power of our Savior. Well, with these things being said, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Matthew 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and said to him, "All these I will give to you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.